Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHT, WPHT, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast. This is the next generation of talk. Now, this is The Drive at 5. 30 minutes of nonstop talk with Rich Zeoli.
Michael Cohen is in court. Former President Trump just spoke. 100,000 people came to Wildwood. Were you one of them? I bet you were. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. It is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. 855-839-1210. On Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Before I get to our special guest, I want to mention brand new show tonight, starting at 9 p.m. A great guy, a great friend of mine, Walter Sterling, his new show, Walter Sterling at Night, makes its debut tonight, 9 p.m., right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. 9 p.m. to midnight. You can listen every night, 9 p.m. to midnight, right here on 1210 or on the Odyssey app. Congratulations to Walter Sterling. Look forward to tuning into you, buddy. Walter Sterling at Night. Professor Steve Hanke is a very, very influential man. In fact, he was just named one of the most influential people in all of Washington, D.C. by the Washingtonian Magazine. He was also the former senior economist for President Ronald Reagan's Council of Economic Advisors. Professor, how are you today?
Great. How about you?
I'm doing okay. I had a great weekend. I was in Wildwood on Saturday, so I got a little sun, got to see some great people. We had a great day.
Well, Rich, did you have to stay overnight to see the event?
No, I didn't actually make it to the beach. You know, I hung out at a bar. I figured that was easier, safer.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably right. Anyway, it looked like they had a big crowd.
It was massive, and the president spoke about the price of things. He went about the price of all these different foods going up and said he doesn't buy bacon anymore, and he's sick of the hot dogs, and he cited off the price of eggs, all these grocery prices that are going up. I still think it's about the economy as the number one issue going into this election, and he's not wrong about the price of things, right?
Oh, yeah. The price is a lot higher than it was when the pandemic hit. Thanks to the Fed, they exploded the money supply. By February of 2021, it was growing at 27% on a year-over-year basis, and the rate consistent with hitting a 2% inflation target is Hanke's golden growth rate. It's about 6%. So they were growing it at 27. It should have been growing at 2, and of course we got a lot of inflation. You don't read about that in the paper, Rich, but that's what happened. I mean, it's all about the money supply. Keep your eye on the money supply. Wherever that's moving, that's where inflation's going to be moving.
And how about all the spending coming out of Washington? I mean, that's got to have a major effect on macro inflation, I would think, right?
Well, it's a little tricky. Most people think that's the case. It's not the case. If the Fed monetizes the deficits that are the result of a lot of spending, you will have an increase in the money supply and you'll have inflation. If the Fed doesn't monetize it, it's not going to do anything to inflation. Because what happens, instead of the Fed buying the bonds from the public and crediting your bank account, which increases the money supply, it's just the reverse. If the Fed isn't buying, you're buying the bonds, mm-hmm. and you're paying with money out of your checking account. That reduces your checking account and reduces the money supply. So it reduces the firepower in the system if the government is financing its deficits by selling bonds to you. If they sell the bonds to the Fed, it explodes the money supply. It's just the opposite. People don't understand what's going on. They think government spending causes inflation. It does not. The printing press is the thing that makes inflation move around.
Well, you know, one of the things Trump wants to do is he wants to be able to exert more control over the Fed. And I think that's a good idea because, quite frankly, the Fed has moved from so far of what its initial purpose was when it was created as the creature from Jekyll Island.
Well, you got to be careful about this. There was years ago a bill and a movement, actually. It was called Audit the Fed. And that bill had very narrowly defined goals, mainly auditing their policy. What in the world are they doing behind the curtain? And
right.
They do an audit of that. I was all for that, by the way. I wrote an article, a Forbes article, I think in 2021 or thereabouts, on Audit the Fed. And I was for it. And you had, at the time, you had Ron Paul was for it. Art Laffer was for it. I think, although he wasn't alive at the time, I think Milton Friedman, the dean of monetarism, would have been for it. At least that's what I wrote in my article. But to just give the politicians a license to meddle with the central bank is dangerous. That's what they do in places like Zimbabwe, where the inflation rate, it's been over 1,000% per year now for a number of years. But that's what happens if you really get real meddling, or Venezuela. So you got to be careful. I think there should be more accountability at the Fed.
Yes,
it's basically run on kind of a quasi secrety basis right now. We should have this Audit the Fed thing was a great idea. It didn't pass, by the way. But it wasn't just a license for the White House to do whatever they felt like doing. It wasn't that kind of thing at all. It was just looking under the hood after the fact to see actually what in the world they were doing.
Professor Henke, you wrote a piece recently at Reason.com, and I have it here. I want to address it. It's about sanctions. And particularly in general in sanctions, but it's entitled Iran Sanctions Don't Work. Sanctions are for losers. While sanctions fail to change Iran's policies, they inflict severe hardship on civilians and they rally support for the regime. So that is an unintended consequence I don't think people are aware of.
Oh, this is a kind of an amazing story because if you look just in that article, by the way, I reviewed three scholarly books that have been put out since 2022 on sanctions, as well as I have a huge library of this stuff, Rich. And what we find is that sanctions just don't work. The bottom line is they fail. They generate all kinds of unintended consequences. and there are a million workarounds. You always can get a workaround, and if you put a sanction on somebody, they figure out how to get out from under the thing, go through the black market, go through international criminal channels and so forth, by the way, and spawn a lot of international criminality to get out of the sanctions. So just think of this. Have they worked in Cuba? Have they worked in North Korea? Have they worked in Iran? Did they work in Iraq? Have they worked in Venezuela? How about Russia? Russia next year will grow, according to the IMF, at 3.2% per year. Europe, there's a blowback effect. That Europe put sanctions on, cut the gas and oil off coming from Russia. They'll grow 1.1% according to the IMF annual forecast. So that's kind of the blowback. But back to the scholarly literature, we had Nicholas Mulder at Cornell write a book called The Economic Weapon, The Rise of Sanctions as a Tool of Modern War. And he started in World War One and goes through the whole thing and concludes that they fail. Mm-hmm. They just don't work. Then we had that was published by Yale University Press, the high end press. Columbia University Press then put out a book by Agatha Damarias called "Backfire: How Sanctions Reshaped the World Against the U.S. Interest." Against the U.S. interest. Then this year, a couple months ago, one of my colleagues, Valley Nasser, and three other scholars put out a book, Stanford University Press, no slouch there, How Sanctions Work, Iran and the Impact of Economic Warfare. And their conclusion was, of course, typical, they don't work in Iran. They've made Iran more hostile, by the way. And they've created a kind of a rally around the flag effect because the U.S. stupidly thought they were going to wipe out the middle class with sanctions in Iran, which they did. But they didn't follow up. They thought the middle class would come rushing to the arms of the U.S. and thank them for wiping them out with sanctions. No, they've rallied around the regime.
So it's backfired.
Yeah. So you basically have Washington. It's the blind leading the blind. The public has no clue of what these things are or anything about them. And of course, the blind leaders have no idea. They've never read any of these books. And even if they have, they wouldn't pay any attention to them, or they don't pay any attention to them because they think sanctions are doing something to the bad guy. They identify a bad guy, and then they put sanctions on them. And by the way, since 2021, the number of sanctions has increased by 900%. So wow. This is their favorite weapon. So this is the old line: stupidity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting something different. That's stupidity. That's Washington D.C. stupidity on steroids.
So if sanctions don't work, and I agree with you, I believe you. I mean, I hear Biden talking about sanctions against Russia all the time. It doesn't seem to be making a difference there. What do you do if you've got a bad guy in the world and you don't want to go to war with them, and you want to do something? What's the answer then?
Well, the answer is diplomacy. Mm-hmm. You cut a deal. You get in a diplomatic thing that we had the Congress of Vienna going way back. They cut a deal and basically formed the nation states in Europe. But that's what diplomacy is supposed to be about. But the question is, who are our diplomats? Who's going to do the diplomats? Who are they going to do? Who's going to do the deal?
How do you negotiate with Iran, for example? I mean, they don't want to.
I think you could. I'm sure cut an agreeable deal if you engaged.
Mm-hmm. what then?
Because the sanctions, you have to get it through your head. It is a weapon of war. Mm-hmm. I mean, you basically declare war. What about China, by the way? That's a huge problem now. We want to put tariffs, which are a form of sanctions, 100% on electric vehicles coming and solar panels. And this is going to cost Americans enormous, because we've already said we are going green. We're going to green. We're the climate. We're going green. This is going to cost Americans a fortune, but that cost would be a lot less if you were importing much more lower priced vehicles and solar panels from China, as well as other green things. China leads in all these green technologies.
Well, I think the effort here is to try to stop a lot of that from happening, Professor Hanke, because you're creating an unfair marketplace with all these government subsidies, and you're also trying to ban gas-powered vehicles and banning natural gas. And so I think the people that want to put sanctions against that are trying to stop this, because you have the Democrats and the Green Party, Green Movement, trying to influence the choices of consumers.
No, you've got it wrong. Between now and 2030, it's going to cost internationally $55 trillion to go green and meet the mandates mm-hmm. that have been put up. That's just a few years away, by the way. It's just right around the corner, $55 trillion. But the private sector can only produce these green technologies. About 25% of those will be produced by companies that actually can make a profit by doing that. Now, the 75% will make a loss. Now, how do you handle that? You do exactly what Biden is doing and what they've been doing all over the world, and that you subsidize the thing like mad. That's the only way. And
saying I'm wrong, but they're only doing this because they're trying to reach this green goal. If you don't try to reach goal,
we're on the same page. You mandate a green goal, and I'm telling you it's going to cost $55 trillion, and 75% of those products that will allow you to go green are produced by companies that can't make a profit.
Yeah, that's why you don't mandate the green goal.
Yeah, you subsidize them. And that's why we have, for example, the CHIPS Act, all these big things that Biden has been passing. It's to subsidize all this stuff. That's the only way they can produce it,
right,
and make money, is to get a big subsidy from the government. This is coming out of the taxpayers' pocket.
I agree. I mean, I think we're saying the same thing. Don't make these green mandates because they're
well, yeah, don't, yeah, yeah, yeah. I question the green mandates because, by the way, I've always been concerned about the whole global debate and so forth, and thinking in my mind that this is going to get the government more and more involved in central planning, something we've never seen before.
Yes.
Now I've just given you the numbers of why, because most of going green has to be subsidized if a company is going to make money on it, and that means the government is going to decide who gets a subsidy. Well, now, this is the stupidest thing, because if you have a bureaucrat deciding who's going to get the subsidy, you've got a person making that decision about capital allocation who doesn't bear the cost of any mistakes they make. If you're in the private sector in a profit and loss environment, if you screw up, you go broke.
Right. Right. No, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, this is about central planning, and this is about taking over the economy. Then they use climate change as their ruse to convince everybody, and people don't realize what's happening behind the scenes, which is you're giving the government more power over consumers and the private sector, and then the taxpayers have to foot the bill because you can't make a profit with these things.
Yeah. Okay. So we're totally on the same page, and I'm glad we had a chance to discuss it a little bit. But one thing I've given you that I only recently, by the way, of
scoped out myself is this $55 trillion bill.
Yeah.
Now this is international, but the big part of it is, again, 75% of all these products that are green will be produced at a loss unless you receive government subsidies. Now, that means they're going to get government subsidies. It's going to come out of the taxpayers' pocket. And what this ultimately means is that the government becomes bigger and bigger relative to everything else in the economy. And you have what's called state capitalism. We're copying what they do in China. This is what they do in China. They subsidize this thing they want to promote, that thing they want to promote, and that's exactly what we're doing.
I don't want to be China.
I don't either.
I can't imagine the man who was the chairman of President Reagan's Economic Council would want to be.
This is as far away from Reagan as you possibly can get. And by the way, people don't realize that the whole template and regime that's been put in place by Biden, it's the most radical thing. We've never had this in the United States before. It is going to state capitalism, and that is the new model. The old model was a form of free market capitalism. It might not have been perfect. It might not have been pure. But that was the template. Now we have a new template.
The new template scares me, Professor Henke. It scares me, and it's so obvious what they're doing. And I guess then that brings me to my next question, which is, if you were going to give President Trump any advice going into this election on what he should be saying about the economy, because Biden, I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people hurting right now. Would you tell him, hey, keep focusing on the grocery prices?
Well, no. Number one, I tell Trump to drop his protectionist policies, because he's all into the sanctions. He's all into tariffs. He and Biden agree completely on foreign trade, by the way, and China. So that's why we really have the blind leading the blind. This is going to be a complete disaster either way, because both of them, when it comes to foreign trade, are going the protectionist route, and that is bad, and that's totally anti-Reagan, Reaganite, by the way. You have to have foreign. If you don't have foreign trade, you got higher grocery prices, you got higher car prices, you got higher solar panel prices, you got higher EV prices. That's what all this stuff that they're talking about is about. It's about higher prices for you and me.
Well, I think a lot of workers feel that argument you just gave is the reason why they've lost their jobs, as we've seen this globalist encroachment on our economy and outsourcing of products. And that's been resonating with voters.
That's been some of the what's been resonating with voters. But look at the unemployment rate; it's pretty low.
Mm-hmm.
So who's losing all our jobs?
Well, I think when you get back to the green thing, for example, I mean, you start talking about things like a liquid natural gas export ban. You start having the green people start talking about the shift away from fossil fuels, natural gas. Those workers think, well, those are my jobs.
Well, that sector, and that's a perfect case of that's a form of government intervention. An export ban, or you can have an export ban or an import ban, one of the two, and you're basically following the system up. I mean, you got to go free market. And trade, by the way, the growth in trade worldwide is really collapsed, because it's gone from a growth rate of about 6% per year down to about 1%. So there's a lot going on all over the world. This is a disease. And by the way, remember the Great Depression. One of the key elements of the Great Depression was the Smoot-Hawley tariff that basically shut down foreign trade. So don't forget that. This is a dangerous path that's being taken, and I don't think former President Trump's any better on this foreign trade thing than Biden is. In fact, I would say Trump started it. He was there before Biden, and Biden has just copied it and ramped it up even further. And now Trump says, well, if I win, I'm going to ramp it up even more.
Yeah, and people want to hear that message because they have seen the outsourcing of these factories and jobs. How do you stop that, Ben? How do you stop the outsourcing of factories, jobs, American manufacturing? How do you stop all that?
Well, this is the old thing. A logical argument is always won by the free traders, but elections are lost by free traders.
No.
we did very well, by the way, with starting with Reagan turned the thing around, and he had kind of a mixed picture on trade. It was more on the free trade side than the other side. But remember, we had quotas on cars and things that were put in by Reagan. I lost that battle, but who benefited by the quotas? The Japanese. They benefited very much because we limited the number of cars coming from Japan. We cut a deal with the Japanese, and the number was fixed and restricted. But the Japanese were smart. They just sent the expensive models that they had big high margins on. They made a lot of money on it. The quotas really helped them. These things always backfire.
Well, to be continued, but great conversation as always. I always enjoy chatting with you. We'll post a link to your latest piece, Sanctions Are for Suckers. Professor Steve Hanke, thanks for making the time, and to be continued.
Rich, thanks. And bottom line, we can continue our conversation ASAP.
Okay. All right. Sounds good to me. I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us.
It's the 5 o'clock happy hour. On the Rich Seoli Show, brought to you by the Oceanfront Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey, a premier full-service resort and conference center, grandhotelcapemay.com.
All right, so we are streaming live on YouTube, and we're going to be streaming live all the way up until 7 o'clock because John Yoo is going to be joining us at 6:30 to break down today in court with Michael Cohen. So there you go. We will be doing that throughout the show today. I have to mention in New Jersey what they want to do is they want to punish you for asking questions about your government. I'll explain. This bill is gaining traction here, and it's basically going to try to shut you up if you're a pain in the neck to your local government and ask too many questions, whether it's the mayor, town council, whether it's all these other people. They want to try to shut you up and shut you down. I'm going to share those thoughts with you as we continue along the show here. And don't forget something, too. You know, look, I mean, I love Professor Hanke's thoughts, but Trump's message resonates with workers because they've seen the exporting of their jobs. This is what J.D. Vance wrote about in his book, American Hillbilly Elegy. It's what he wrote about. I mean, it's what he talks about. So factoring that in, I mean, understanding that that's where that rage comes from, that white rural rage, as they call it. But that's a lie. That's a myth. It's the people have seen the decimation of their towns, jobs, factories, all these things leaving. That's been what's been driving the populism that led to Trump getting into office in the first place, is what's driving it again. I don't know the answer to it, but I'm telling you that's what makes the workers fired up, because they hear these arguments about free trade, you know, and they see the Koch brothers back and the other, you know, globalists out there, and they say, I don't want to hear it. I want a policy in there that's going to protect my job and protect the fact that I can put food on the table for people. And they've seen the devastating effects of a lot of free trade bills. I mean, NAFTA is a great example of that. So we didn't get here overnight. We didn't get to a point where a guy can run on populism and turn around and say, you have to protect and fight to keep American jobs from countries that are looking to bring their products to America. And then people turn around and said, we don't want that message. They said we want that message because they've seen the effects of what these trade deals have done. So, I mean, look, maybe the trade deals have just been done wrong, but You know, there's a reason why Trump's populism resonates with blue-collar workers who've seen this stuff firsthand. I mean, there's a reason why the Rust Belt, as we call it, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, there's a reason why Trump's leading in those states. I mean, there's a reason for it. I think that and the Green New Deal, which is purposely targeting their jobs, is directly contributing to Trump's popularity. You know, people have said we're tired of the globalism. What they mean by that is they mean this idea of saying, well, if we can get a good deal with another country, it's going to benefit the workers. And the workers turn around and said, I don't see it. We're not feeling it. We don't see it. So it may look good on paper, but it's not helping us. That's what's led to this. That's where we've gotten. And, you know, you can't argue with that based on the fact that the two most popular candidates in the Democrat and Republican Party in the last 10 years have been two people that both campaigned on the same message, and that's Trump and Bernie Sanders. When it comes to this issue of globalism, and that is always going to be, Trump is never going to say anything different than, I'll put a 100% tariff on cars coming in from Mexico. I'm going to make, that's his whole thing. And that's part of the reason why workers resonate to him. And you know, when you talk about auto workers, for example, they don't want to hear that, this may affect the ability to get Japanese cars into America. They don't want Japanese cars coming to America. They don't want these imports coming in. They don't want it. They want American cars being built and sold to Americans, and they don't want these cheaper products. Now, the problem, of course, is, and gets bigger than that, is we have a lot of policies that the government has instituted that make creating these things in America so incredibly expensive. And I'm talking about everything from minimum wage policies all the way up to healthcare policies to all kinds of different things that makes building a TV in America so much more expensive than it does in China. But, you know, if you standing up in the year 2024 and saying we're going to try to get more Chinese TVs into America is going to benefit the American consumer, they say, yeah, we're getting cheaper products, but we're not creating jobs in that market. And that's what voters are looking for. Now, I think to get there it's a very, very complicated process to get back to American manufacturing. But getting to American manufacturing is a winning message. I mean, that's the winning message. Finding a way to make American manufacturing work and great again is the pathway to certainly political success, no question about it. Trump would not have won in 2016 if workers wanted to hear more about trade. That was all what Jeb Bush wanted. It's what the mainstream Republican Party's been about for years. So, these workers who used to vote for Democrats flip for Trump, working class workers, because they say, bring back American manufacturing. Now, I do agree with the professor 100% in his point, though, about how, you know, this government created green marketplace is going to be destructive to everything. No question about it. I mean, the Green Deal is entirely designed, I've told you this before, to destroy capitalism and usher in socialism and Marxism. No doubt about it. 100%. Without question, it is. No doubt about it. They don't like capitalism. They don't want it. And they certainly don't want to see American manufacturing. They don't want to see America export natural gas. They don't want to see America export oil. They don't want to see America export any of those things. None of it. None of it. They don't want. But that leads you to the workers in Pittsburgh and other places like that who turn around and say, I'm not voting for Democrats. They want to destroy my jobs. They're going to get rid of my job and tell me to lay broadband cable or help import Chinese TVs. I don't want it. So, I mean, you got to think about that. People want American manufacturing to return to the United States of America. They want to find ways to get these companies back to America. That's what has to be the answer. Find the incentives. I think cutting the corporate tax is a great example. Trump did that. Find ways to get these companies back to manufacturing in the United States of America. That's what people want. That's what they're looking for. All right, 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zioli. We got a lot more to chat about. Trump in court today, Michael Cohen, more lies, more distortions, and Stormy Daniels trying to play the victim card, even though she's not a victim, and she admitted she's not a victim. But this is our happy hour brought to you by the Grand Hotel of Cape May, New Jersey. My happy place. We're going to be there live again June 21st. So join us for that live show. It's going to be fantastic. I have to tell you about Ozempic man boobs. What are you laughing at? You don't want man boobs?
No.
Ozempic man boobs. Why don't you want boobs?
I'll pass. Thank you.
Why don't you want boobs?
Why would I want them?
Well, they look good on some people.
not me, not men.
Well, I agree with you. I used to have man boobs, and then I did something about it. Ozempic breasts is the latest side effect of the popular drug. That's from the New York Post. Ozempic breasts. What are Ozempic breasts, these shots that everybody's getting? What does it mean? Users are feeling deflated. Women are losing boobs. Women are losing boobs.
That's not good.
That's nothing good comes from that. I can tell you that. These drugs for weight loss now, they say it's a new complication where women are complaining about sagging boobies in the breast area in particular. I'll talk more about this, but it's a good segue to NJ Diet, because NJ Diet is all natural and there's no shots, no hormones, none of that stuff. So you don't have to worry about either getting man boobs or losing the boobs. Had a lot of boob chat in this conversation. You notice that? Oh, you two are boobs. That's why I motivated to bring this up.
Why are we getting attacked?
I don't know. It sounds like a good segue to also go after you guys. If you're still holding on to that winter weight, it's time to shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they've helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva along with scans to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You are fully supervised the entire time to make sure you're burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online video consultations. Call 855-5-NJ-DIET. That's 855-5-NJ-DIET or NJDiet.com. You can schedule your consult today at NJDiet.com and get slimmer before the summer without the weight loss drugs, without the shots, and any of the side effects on your breast area. NJDiet.com and lose the weight for good.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more rings, two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
On your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
So there's a thing. When you're a citizen, you have a right to ask questions of your government. obviously very, very obvious, seems to be as obvious as it comes. Well, now the government wants to hush you up if you ask too many questions. That's right. Hush you up. Now, this is the ultimate hush bill. And it's in New Jersey. Shocking that it would start there. There's a group of mayors that got together and they said, you know what? We're tired of people asking us too many questions. Remember the moms in yoga pants who started speaking out at all those school board meetings? And they were such a pain to deal with. They would ask questions, they would yell, they would scream, they would say things like, I don't want my kids wearing masks. I want my kids back in school. I don't want a vaccine mandate for my kids. You remember all them? And what did the federal government do? They turned around and they said, you moms, you might be a terrorist. You might be a domestic violent extremist. That was done to intimidate you and shut you up. Some of those moms, like our buddy Meg Brock, for example, well, they started doing open Public Records Act requests of people like the public health officials in their county, their schools. They wanted to get lots and lots of different data points together on things. And you can do that under the Open Public Records Act. But now in New Jersey, they want to actually be able to go after you if you are, and I'll give you an earmuffs warning, a pain in the ass about it. So there, I gave you earmuffs, so don't yell at me if the kids are in the car. Here's what they want to do. The bill states that courts can issue a restraining order against a person who intends to harass government agencies or substantially interrupts the performance of government function by filing open public record requests. The order could limit the number and scope of requests the requester may make, or even eliminate the requester's right to obtain government records statewide. New Jersey politicians are salivating over this power. The township of Irvington, New Jersey, which is right outside of Newark in North Jersey, sued an elderly woman, claiming that her frequent requests for information bullied and annoyed municipal officials. They got some bad press over it, so then they backed out of the lawsuit, but then it threatened to have First Amendment lawyer Adam Steinbaugh prosecuted when he dug around for more records on the case. They tried to go after a constitutional lawyer, First Amendment lawyer, for asking too many questions about the government and their goings on. See, I have to tell you, most things in government that you see, if you go to a town council meeting, for example, they do a lot of things in public session, but honestly, that's all BS. That's the stuff that they want you to see. The majority of things that are done in executive session. That's where they do all their personnel stuff. It's also where they make a lot of their more controversial decisions. Things on bonding, they have conversations on these things. Then they ultimately just vote in public. As a citizen, you may want to get to the details about these things. So what happens is you start filing open public records requests. But William Caruso, the legislative counsel for the New Jersey League of Municipalities and the New Jersey Conference of Mayors and the New Jersey Association of Counties, said the bill doesn't go far enough in restricting the public's ability to demand information. C.J. Griffin, the director of the Stein Public Interest Center and vice president of the Board of Trustees for the American Civil Liberties Union of New Jersey, denounced the bill. And so he says, and so what if tons of people want tons of records? It's our government. Every Open Public Records Act request means someone is engaged and wants to know what's going on in their government. Ironically enough, he's actually representing Reason.com on an Open Public Records Act related matter. Other parts of the bill would allow requesters to pay for fast track access to records, require requesters to be more specific when requesting government emails, and restrict the public's access to certain types of government metadata. Critics say that the bill would benefit commercial requesters while shielding New Jersey's notoriously corrupt, mobbed up politics from the public eye. For example, records obtained under OPRA were important for blowing open the 2014 Bridgegate scandal when then Governor Chris Christie's office. Oh, you remember, I don't know if you caught this on Saturday or not. Trump was back at making Chris Christie jokes on Saturday when he kept saying, Sir, you in the front, please don't call Chris Christie a fat slob. You can't say that about him. You can't call him a fat slob. It was pretty funny, actually. So there's a local newspaper started going after this, and then they started requesting more and more records and more and more records. They said basically that this law, if it's passed, would have made finding out the truth about all of that by the Bergen Record impossible. But this is what politicians want to do. They want to be able to hide their corruption from you. The bill also makes it harder to sue agencies that hide public records. As the law currently stands, people who win a public records lawsuit can force the agency to pay their lawyers' fees. Under the new bill, courts would only award legal fees if they found the agency to be acting in bad faith. Now, I can tell you, public officials hate the Open Public Records Act, just like they hate the Sunshine Law, which means that if a majority of elected officials are discussing something, it has to be in public, with the exception of executive session. That's why I say in your town, if you've got five people on the council and three of them are at a restaurant and they're discussing town business, that's actually a Sunshine Act violation. They're not supposed to do that. They can have dinner together, but they can't talk about town business. If there's a majority of them, that's a violation. They hate that too, because they'd love to do all this behind closed doors. A witness testifying in favor of the bill accidentally demonstrated the point, which was raised by a critic who said, this will increase the likelihood of fraud, waste, and abuse. Some of our best tips come from concerned residents who have filed open public records requests about their towns and their counties, the state of New Jersey, whatever it is. A witness testifying in favor of the bill accidentally demonstrated their point. During a state assembly hearing on Friday, a town clerk complained that East Hampton Township had to pay $13,000 in attorney's fees after Libertarians for Transparent Government sued for government payroll records in 2018. As it turns out, the lawsuit uncovered that a police officer had been paid $320,000 while suspended. The New Jersey Superior Court ordered the officer to pay back the money in 2020. Tell agencies to stop violating the Open Public Records Act. You can't sue or get fees if they follow the law. Now, I think this law would be a disaster. I do. I think that if you try to stop people from getting whatever truth they want from their government, if you make it harder on them, if you even threaten, they even know that they could wind up getting sued by their town, or they could have to pay attorney's fees to the town. That will shut them up completely. But that's the goal. The whole goal is to shut you up. I tell you this all the time. Half of the game the government wants to play is to just keep you quiet. Just stay in your lane. Don't be a pain. Don't ask questions. Don't worry about how much money the mayor makes. Don't worry if the mayor has three jobs, if the mayor's making, you know, has consulting agreements with other towns that affect the town. Don't ask questions. Don't find out about how this insurance company got this contract. Don't find out about how these political power brokers got the engineering contracts in town or for the county, and how many donations they made to the candidates. Don't ask questions. Powerful don't like you to do that. They want to keep you in the dark. Bill's a disaster. It's also the top story of the hour, brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanaria. VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VANARIA, VanariaDental.com. Mark is in Phoenixville. Mark, you have an important point to make, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, I know you're an educated man, you having graduated from Utsumat, are you? But you must have slept through guyology, because when a guy has a rack, it's not boobs, it's moobs.
Moobs, you're right. I should have paid better attention to that.
They're moobs.
And of course, the solution to that is the bro or the man's ear.
That, you got it.
Yeah. All right, Mark, thank you, buddy.
I'm sporting a beak up now, so.
We got to work on that for you, all right? NJ Diet.
All right.
See you,
there
Mark.
There you go.
There you go, buddy. You don't want those Zioli Army shirts busting out with man boobs. All right, listen, we got a big fourth and final hour coming up. John Yoo's going to be here to break down the latest in the Trump case. I got to tell you, this Michael Cohen, biggest scumbag lawyer, and that's saying a lot because there's a lot of scumbag lawyers out there, Bragg's paralegal admits call records have been deleted from the Trump case files. This is a major scandal. I'll give you all the details on that straight ahead. But I got to tell you, Emmons Roofing and Siding, how's that bathroom doing in your house, huh? When it comes to your home, if your bathroom's getting a little outdated, if friends come over and you're a little embarrassed to let them use the bathroom, it is time to let the Emmons Design Specialist design a bathroom you will love, and one that Emmons will redo in as little as 3 days, with custom designs that cater to your unique tastes. Imagine an affordable, maintenance-free bathroom with little to no inconvenience to you and your family in only 3 days. That's incredible, and only 3 days. And Emmons has finance options available. Now, I know the great work they do because they renovated our bathroom in our old house, and they're going to remodel the bathroom in our new house. Having your bathroom renovated not only brings comfort and quality of life to your family, it is one of the best investments you can make in your home to improve its life. Don't wait for a bathroom that is a blend of luxury and functionality and one that is truly yours. Call Emmons today at 856-885-6677. 856-885-6677, or check out their website at callemmons.com. That's callemmons.com. Let the Emmons team create your perfect bathroom sanctuary while adding real value to your home. That's 856-885-6677. Tell them I sent you. They'll do a great job for you, just like they did for me in my home. Emmons, callemmons.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.